Hey, hey, hey! A bonus! My two girls talk, Kathy and Becky. Dear Daddy, we hope you like these cookies. We made them ourselves. Nobody helped us.
I wish somebody had.
Wow. I can't believe it. How they've changed. They must be a head taller. And where have I been?
You want a free trip to Korea. All the slop you can eat in this suite at the Waldorf toilet. For my sister and her 10 dancing fingers. The man who has everything. A sweater with a guest room.
Mail call, sir.
Oh, good-o. Regimental headquarters. For your eyes only, top secret. Is it?
I didn't think so.
On your next leave in Tokyo, remember Madam Wank's Cassidy Massage. Special prices on backwalking this month.
Backwalking, sir?
Yeah. This girl takes her sandals off and walks on your bare back.
Oh.
Hey, this is from my wife.
Oh, yes, sir.
Boy, I hope it's a cake. Lorraine makes a sour cream and chocolate job that you could take intravenously. She stirs in the sour cream with the melted chocolate. The topping is about 2 inches of frosting, and that cake is as light as air.
With their bare feet?
She's kidding.
Check stubs, bank checks, canceled checks.
20,000 miles from home, and she wants me to balance her checkbook. Here's a vet bill, $236, for treating a 15-year-old cat. What'd she do, give it a facelift?
Wow. Look at those beauties. I guess I'm boring when I talk about my kids, huh?
No, as a matter of fact, that's the only time you're not boring.
I knew you'd understand.
Hi, Frank.
Hello, Frank.
That'll be the day.
A letter from the little woman, Frank?
More important than that, from my stockbrokers. Henderson, Landers, and Flynn.
I bet they'd fit in my sweater.
Dear Major, I'm going to inform you when I find out your portfolio.
You got a letter written in mumble.
Hot diggity dog! They're sending him his Captain Midnight ring.
You're looking at a man who is $2,000 richer than he was a month ago.
What happened, Frank? Did you die and leave yourself a lot of money?
Unlike some people, I don't waste my time drinking and chasing women.
We're thinking of chasing only drinking women. Eliminates one process.
Quiet, will you? The man is trying to be dull. Go ahead, Frank. Dull away.
All I want to say is that my stock portfolio has just about doubled since the war started.
Which war, Frank? I've been in two. I just can't get enough.
I'm talking about the Korean conflict, smarty. If you had any brains, you know war always increases stock prices.
He's right, you know.
Oh, yeah? Then what happened to my 10,000 shares of Gestapo?
I can't talk to you guys.
Promise?
You're so dedicated, so noble. Wouldn't dirty your hands with money.
Are you serial, Frank? I come from a long line of money grubbers. My great-grandfather, Tombstone Pierce, made his fortune selling whiskey and hors d'oeuvres to the Indians.
Whiskey and hors d'oeuvres, Gracie?
He always said, what's a drink without a nosh?
Oh.
Well, Frank Burns is going to look out after number one. I'm not going to be a surgeon forever.
Or for that matter, even ever.
Go soak your head.
I wish somebody would tear him down and put up a human being.
He's not worth the trouble.
No, I think he is. As a matter of fact, I think he's ready for a little humility therapy. If you will notice, I take pen and ink in hand, and soon, gentle reader, Frank will discover a letter which may well change the course of his mean little life.
How can you be sure you'll find it?
Quite simple. I'll hide it.
Who
is it?
Major Burns, it's about that exploratory we mentioned earlier.
Just a minute, Major Burns. Come in, Major Burns.
Margaret, I want to talk to you.
Talk to me, Frank.
I got a letter from home today.
I got something in mail call today, too.
Oh, Margaret, your toe straighteners came.
Frank, sometimes you can be such a stoop. I sent away for these sheer hose and these spike heels just to make myself more attractive to you.
You didn't have to do that. I'd find you attractive if you were naked.
Thanks a whole bunch, Frank. What's your news?
My investments are beginning to pay off. Before long, my ship will be coming into Easy Street.
Mrs. Frank Burns.
Where?
I was just trying it out for size.
Beg your pardon?
Well, you always said, Frank, if ever you were rich enough, you would think about getting a divorce.
Now, hold it. Just a minute, fella. Nobody said I was rich. I said I was doing well.
What's the difference between rich and well, Frank?
Well, well is okay, but to be rich, you've got to be a lot weller than only well. I mean, no matter how swell well is.
Frank, Frank, you're double-talking. I can always tell your upper lip disappears.
I swear to you, I'm not rich enough to afford a wife and an ex-wife.
That's a pity, Frank. You see, these shoes also come in clear plastic, and you can see what each little toe is up to.
Really, Margaret?
Really. Just think, Frank. When the war is over, you can go back to your wife and her sensible shoes.
I'll be rich. I promise you. I will. The first chance I get.
Sir, Corporal Klinger wants to see you.
Oh, no, not Klinger. Not today.
I think you should see him, sir. He's got a new dress.
Well, if he's fussed, okay.
Klinger?
Sir. Klinger. Klinger. Is that it? Klinger, the rifle makes me nervous. Actually, the purse does, too. Just sit down, take a load off your heels. What's your problem, which I may have tattooed on my forehead?
Got this in mail call today, sir.
What is it?
A letter from my mother. Dear son.
You obviously haven't sent her a recent picture.
I hate to bother you in the middle of a war, but I have some terrible news. Your father is very sick. If he knew I was writing to you, he'd be very angry. Fortunately for us, he's in a coma.
Klinger.
Sir, please. We know your colonel has a good heart, and surely he'll let you come home for your father's funeral. Or his 65th birthday, whichever comes first. I will close this letter now, son of my heart, because my tears are making the paper soggy and hard to write on. Your loving, aggravated, broken-hearted mother.
Uh-huh. Here we go. The father dying, right?
Yes, sir.
Father dying last year. Mother dying last year. Mother and father dying. Mother, father, and older sister dying. Mother dying and older sister pregnant. Older sister dying and mother pregnant. Younger sister pregnant and older sister dying. Here's an oldie, but a goodie. Half of the family dying, other half pregnant. Klinger, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Yes, sir. I don't deserve to be in the army.
Dear Dad, thanks, sis, for the sweater she made me. It's almost as nice as the socks she knitted, one of which I use as a sleeping bag. On to more important things. Senator Maggot's stock tip about Pioneer Aviation sounds like the opportunity of a lifetime. When Pioneer announces its new Defense Department contract, a small investment could grow into millions. Please sell all my assets and buy all the Pioneer stock you can. At $2 a share, it's a steal. Especially as Senator Maggot says it's sure to go as high as...
Stateside call. It's a New York number. Canal 79,000.
Yes, sir. I'll get out first thing tomorrow morning.
Well, I don't want it first thing in the morning. I want it first thing now.
Well, I can't get reach them now, sir. I'll be calling them yesterday.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, no, sir. They're 16 hours behind us. Our today is their yesterday.
It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, it's here, sir. Back there, it's 1 o'clock yesterday morning. Everyone's gone to bed and said, see you tomorrow. Which, by the time their tomorrow comes, will be our yesterday.
Isn't it 16 hours later there?
No, sir.
But what if it is? When would it be now there if it was our today here?
You see, we don't have the same now, sir. By the time their now becomes our now, this will be then.
Okay. I think I got a beat on it. In order for me to talk to them at 9 o'clock in the morning their time, what time does it have to be our when?
1 o'clock our tomorrow morning. We'll get you 9 o'clock there today there, sir.
Then that's what we'll do.
Yes, sir. As soon as I get a circuit, there's a 2-day wait.
I can't wait 2 days. That'll be 3 days ago.
Right.
Can you send a cable?
Shoot, sir.
Anderson, Landers, and Flynn. Break up building. Wall Street, New York.
Okay.
Sell immediately. Entire portfolio. At market, regardless of cost. Use proceeds. Buy immediately all shares possible of Pioneer Aviation.
Pioneer
Aviation. And sign that Major Frank Burns.
Yes, sir.
Not a peep out of you about this radar.
Oh, yes, sir.
Here, this is for you.
Thank you, sir.
You got 50 cents change?
No, sir.
I'll give it to you later.
Trapper, don't you think that's quite enough?
Just one more chorus, Father.
Is something troubling you, my son?
I'm not Catholic, Father.
Well, all in good time. Which is more than we can say for your piano playing.
Miles from home, not to have them around, not to share their growing up. Just wait, Father. Wait till you have children.
I'm sure it'll all work.
Okay.
Hmm?
Well, you got a second?
Yeah, for you anytime.
I need help with something that came in the mail call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I wrote this letter to this girl, and she wrote right back.
Sounds serious, Raynor.
I saw this ad in the Captain Marvel annual for pen pals, and I sent in a quarter, and they sent me the name and address of someone to write back and forth to.
Huh? Who is this two-bit friend of yours?
Mary Jo Carpenter from Port Salut, Montana.
Very nice, Rita. Girl, right?
Oh, she's terrific. Listen. Dear Captain O'Reilly. Your first letter plus snapshot arrived this morning. I really got lucky. 6'2", smooth black hair, terrific looker, and a surgeon to boot. Boy, did I get my quarter's worth.
6'2", black hair.
I got it out of your files.
Radar, why?
Because I got brown hair and I'm 2'6".
What's gonna happen if you ever run into this letter person?
I won't. Now that we've exchanged...
Wait a minute. How are you going to explain the difference in your looks?
Well, I'll tell her I got hurt in the war. I stepped on a mine.
With your face?
Look, we're just pen pals. Will you listen? Now that we've exchanged pictures and general info, I wish you would write me and let me know how you feel about things and life, et cetera, et cetera. I feel very strongly about feelings. As soon as I get your feelings, I will send you mine. Mary Jo Carpenter.
Then what's the problem?
Well, what are my feelings?
How should I know?
Well, wait a minute. No, you gotta know. I mean, she wants to know my feelings, and they've gotta sound like the kind that come out of the face of the person I sent her the picture of.
Radar, you can't send her my feelings. You have to send her yours.
But I don't know what my feelings are. Nobody ever asked me my feelings before.
You've got them, Radar. Everybody does.
I have?
Of course.
Can you give me a hint?
Are you in, sir?
No. No, Klinger. This is a film of me. I died about $100 ago.
Sir, I'd like to talk to you about something.
You want to re-enlist, right?
Sir. I have to confess. I'm a communist. An atheistic, Marxist, card-carrying...
Bolshevik.
No, honest.
You are not.
I am too, you imperialist dog.
Klinger, I've never hit a woman before.
Sir, what do I have to do to get out?
That's your problem, Klinger. I've got a desk full of my own. Out!
Just think of it, Margaret. It could be a fortune. Maybe even a million.
A million? Oh, Frank. Say a million again and then kiss me quick. Million?
Oh, Margaret, you will have everything. I'll cover you with furs, perfume, earrings. I'll buy you French handmade bloomers.
I'm with you.
Let's write her right now.
Who?
Your wife.
Oh, we can't write her now. We'd wake her up.
What?
It's 16 hours earlier there. If I write her today, I'll ruin her whole yesterday.
Frank, a millionaire can afford a wife and an ex-wife.
Don't you realize? If there's a divorce, she gets half of everything.
Frank, your lip is disappearing again.
Margaret, I've thought of everything. You can have your own apartment, and we'll make it close to my office, you know, for lunchtimes.
Uh-huh.
And I'll pay the rent, huh? And let's say, $100 a month for an allowance?
I get $400 a month now as a major.
Margaret, I can't bid against the United States Army. I mean, you have your own room and board and $25 a week clear. Now, if you invest that in a Christmas club...
Get out, Frank.
Out!
You and your Pioneer Aviation.
No one's supposed to know.
Pioneer Aviation! Pioneer Aviation! Pioneer Aviation!
Dear Mary Jo, received your letter and read same. You asked me what my feelings are, and I believe what follows are those. Two things are number one with me. Being kind to everyone, regardless of race, creed, or sex, if you'll excuse that four-letter word. And also being honest. Speaking of which, I have to tell you I'm really not a captain, only a corporal. And I am not a doctor, although I was once a patient. And in closing, a more recent picture of me, which will give you a better idea of the color of my hair and real length. I watch for your feelings by return mail. Your pen pal, Radar O'Reilly.
Any good?
I dub these 6'2". Was it something I said?
I'm gonna grab a Jeep, drive to Seoul, and catch the first plane home.
Right after they shoot you for desertion, you'll get a ticket for drunk driving. You got 8 rolls of toilet paper in there now.
I don't want to go home empty-handed. I gotta see my daughters. Do you know how long it's been since I made love to my wife?
At least one daughter ago. Trap, leaving a war in the middle is very upsetting to those who invited us.
Hey, listen, I don't like a movie. I get up and leave. I don't like the war. I'm going.
Oh, come on, Trap. You got to stick around and see how it ends.
Oh, but it doesn't end. It's continuous. When it finishes here, they take it on the road. I can catch it anytime, any place. Hey, let me buy you a drink. You guys in blue, you're doing a hell of a job.
Trap, you'll never make it home.
Lots of guys do. I know one guy shipped himself home in a harp case. That took a lot of pluck. See you in the funny papers.
Trap?
Hey, Hawk. Out of the way.
I don't want to use violence.
Then I will.
Stop it, Frank!
Hey, Frank. Your message service call. Your brain won't be ready for a week.
Oh, buzz off. I can buy and sell you.
Oh, you're so smart. You got in on Pioneer Aviation.
I don't know anything about Pioneer Aviation. I never saw that letter.
What letter, Frank?
The one I don't know anything about.
The one that was under the pillow?
That's the one.
Read this, Trap.
You gotta be kidding. My eyes are in my duffel bag.
It's to a stockbroker. Buy immediately all shares possible of Pioneer Aviation.
What's so funny?
There is no Pioneer Aviation. I made it up.
Why?
To help you look foolish.
I don't need your help.
We gotta get some more of those.
Get that in? I can't see.
How's your head?
Fine. If only this guy wouldn't bleed so loud. Clamp.
Kelly, we need some more sponges here.
Sponge. Margaret, you must believe me. I'm truly sorry.
Sponge, doctor.
Margaret, I'll do anything. I'll get out on my knees. I'll kiss your feet.
My tent, 8:00.
Thank you.